Yo, what up, though? And welcome to Checkpoint AFK. It's our lifestyle podcast where we talk about everything related to gaming, even if it goes beyond the games themselves. I am your host, Norris Howard, here along with Robbie Landis, Callie Sloan, and Chad Callahan. Crew, what's poppin'?
What up?
Another beautiful day in quarantine.
I got up way earlier than I wanted to.
I actually slept in a bit.
Same. I did not, and I will talk about why I was up all night in a few minutes. But first of all, again, we want to welcome everybody to the show. We want to let you guys know that our special event, the Shutdown Showdown, is still going on. Week 3 will be getting underway as we speak. And, you know, Chad, how long is this one going on? Till Friday?
It's going to be Tuesday. Every Tuesday is every Shutdown Showdown. So, essentially, you might want to get into this because Razer just joined and they're giving away, like, team sets. So, I believe it's like peripherals for like it's your headset, your keyboard, your mouse. So like that's one of the prizes right now. So like that's really cool. So it's getting bigger and bigger up to the grand final, guys. And if you're an Apex Legends player, even if you're just like a casual player, you could still play. The money goes to a great cause. So I highly suggest it. It is at UGCEvents.com/shutdown showdown. So
nice try. .gg.
Yeah, I was .gg. Damn it! Yeah. I was trying to do it from memory.
UGCEvents.gg/shutdown showdown.
GG.
We believed in you, Chad.
Dang. Yeah, I believed in me too. I had it. I forget
need you for these promos. It's okay.
Isn't it weird? Like all the new. You know, there was like Justin.tv, and then like it kind of just exploded from there. You got the .ggs now. Like when I grew up, it was .com, .org, .net, or .gov if you were wasting your time. Like those were the four things that it could possibly be.
Now you can have like now you can have all sort of subdomains.
You can have whatever you want.
You can have .dot Detroit. We can have .dot Checkpoint if we wanted to.
Oh, .dot CPXP. Can we get that?
It's stupid. We don't want to do that. Anyway, also from the Checkpoint sort of collective, we got the Owl's Nest, which Robbie Landis over here hosts with, I don't forgot his
Jake
name.
Lyon.
What? Jake Lyon.
Jake Rat's name, man. The disrespect.
You know what happens? You know what happened? I've been watching so much League this week that
you forgot
I literally
what Overwatch was.
I forgot. Where Overwatch even was, bro.
I'll say earlier, yeah, you're like, I'm going to let you promo Owl's Nest, what you guys talk about in there. And I'm like, really, Norris? It used to be your show back when, you know, once upon a time.
Well, you know what? It's because my mind has to be on so much, like, so many other esports now because of the college show, Checkpoint XP, on campus. Make sure you guys check it every Thursday. But it's because my mind is so scatterbrained now, having to take part of all these esports where we were doing back when it was called low team damage back in the day. I mean, first of all, there was like half the teams, and then there wasn't a global pandemic to have to keep up with. What stuff went on. And like right now, I'm a big fan of Soul. I like Soul. I probably am going to follow Soul this season. I can't watch none of their stuff live. I can't watch none of their shit live because they play at 3 a.m.
That's unfortunately one of the problems with the Chinese team because all of their matches have been super lit. But if you haven't, check out the Owl's Nest this week. If you're watching live, it's not out yet. If you're downloading, it is out. We got to talk to Coach Brad from the Atlanta Reign. Great conversation. It was such a great interview. Him and Jake like were geeking out about Echo because Coach Brad wasn't as up on Echo, so he'd be like, so what's the deal? You know, I heard her beam is really powerful, and Jake's talking about it. He's like, oh my god, what? Like, she's
okay. I love the play-by-play, Robbie.
Wow, that was great. But anyway, check out Owl's Nest. It is a really great show. I actually listened to it and I just had a brain fart. Jake is great. I actually been really enjoying his casting, by the way, during the actual matches. I think he's grown into quite the talent in terms of the casting. Oh, yeah. So
his fashion sense has definitely gotten better.
That was a bad day.
When he was Jake from State Farm.
Oh my god,
Jake Lyon from State Farm.
But anyway, as is our tradition here on Checkpoint AFK, you know what it's time for? A review!
It is time for a review. And we actually have one to read. So that's nice. I know. This one comes to us from T3 Nispro. And it is titled Dope. It just says Dope. Love it. Just started getting into the e-gaming. As a former athlete, it gives me a place to find new competitive energy. Found you guys on ESPN Fort Myers.
Hey, shout out to ESPN Fort Myers.
Word to Florida.
I have to wonder if he's maybe one of the older generation since he refers to it as e-gaming.
I'm assuming so, yes.
Could be. Well, he says former athlete, so maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's now, fair too.
I have to give a warning.
Yo, what if it was like somebody from like the University of Miami football team? What if that was Michael Irving?
Do you think it was Michael Irving?
No, he doesn't live in Fort Myers.
Yeah, but
well, he could have just been driving through and heard it.
Maybe that's possible.
Michael Irving's not driving anywhere, sir.
He could have been in the back seat, and the chauffeur had the radio.
Chad. Oh, hold on, Chad.
All-Pro Hall of Fame, multiple Super Bowl winning Michael Irving is not driving through Fort Myers casually while listening to ESPN
Talk Sports
Radio.
His parents could live there. I don't know.
You should have asked Chad to tell you who that is.
Chad doesn't know who Michael Irving is.
I was even going to pretend that I know who that is.
So here's the warning, though. We have now cleared out the backlog of reviews. There is nothing in the review can. So, if you don't want to get yelled at next week, we need a review from you.
Yes. All
right. Yeah.
So stop being trash. We know. Listen. All right. I'm going to just put this out there. Okay. All of y'all are at home. Mm-hmm. Every last one of you who are listening, watching, whatever. All of you are at the crib. I know this for a fact. Okay. You at home. Go to your podcast provider, BPod Studios, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, whatever. I don't care where it comes from. Leave a review. Let us know about the show. Let us know how you feel. Good, bad, ambivalent, doesn't matter. Let us know how you feel about the show because it motivates us. And to be perfectly honest, it gives us content. So please give us reviews. Now,
hey, I was going to say also, if you want to be in, like, we'll go the extra mile with the YouTube one too, because we're also, the show's also on YouTube. And I know some people are like, well, I'd have to download that and blah, blah, blah.
Do
so,
we
all right.
YouTube content?
Well, we get comments. I mean, I haven't seen YouTube one, comments, so y'all get up on there.
I'm looking right now, actually.
Yeah.
We will count YouTube comments if it is written as a review.
Yeah, it can't just be a comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not going to read a YouTube comment if it's like firsties.
This comment comes from some guy.
Do people still do that, like in comments or in forum posts? Do you still comment first? Does that happen still?
First. I think that happens here.
First.
No. I think it has to be like super popular shit, though.
Bumping. Bumping. God, we're so damn old.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to be right back, guys, where we're going to talk a little bit about, obviously, the biggest game, the most anticipated game, I'd say probably of the year up there with Cyberpunk 2077.
Easily
of the year. Final Fantasy VII Remake. We're going to talk about it. All of us got our hands on it. And later on, we're going to talk about Valorant. But first, stick around for that Final Fantasy conversation coming up on Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Watch the rest. Watch the rest.
Get close to that portal. Donut side. You're right
there. Let's go! Wow! Let's go!
baby!
Yeah! He's one shot, bro.
Curl, heal up and then go check. Oh, we won! Wow. Let's go!
Let's go, boys. That was a huge pop-off game.
It's just Wraith. It's just Wraith. Oh, Ed, let's go, baby!
Holy, you popped off, EJ.
Welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Now, everybody knows the hottest game probably in the world right now is Valorant, but there's another game that just dropped today as we record it on this Good Friday, and that is the Final Fantasy VII Remake. Guys, we're all Final Fantasy fans in the room right now. We all have very fond memories, especially of the Final Fantasy series. Final Fantasy VII in particular, revolutionary game. A game that was an entry point for a lot of people to even become quote-unquote gamers. We've been waiting on this for a very long time. How is everybody feeling right now? Those of us who have our hands on the game, have put a little bit of time into it. How does everybody feel? Before we even get into story and mechanics, how does everyone feel?
I'll go ahead and go first, since if you've been listening to this show or following us for a while, you know that from the beginning when it was announced, I was not a proponent of the remake. In the same way when they remake films, people are like, you ain't got to remake the film, the first one holds up. Like that was me, right?
Not Seven.
Yeah, well, no, we're not going to get into that, but yes, okay, even okay. Seven, all right? But we're at the point now, it's here, I've come full circle, because I feel personally that this game is more than just a remake. When you look at the other games that have been remade, your Resident Evil, you know, 2s and 3s or HD updates, what they've done with this game is on a different level from a remake, and could end up doing something similar to what the first one did by introducing an entirely new generation of people and gamers to this world. So, I mean, so far, man, I am pretty lit. That is a freaking... Look, the one thing Square Enix can do no wrong is making a beautiful fucking game.
Oh my god, it's so nice to look at. It is up there with one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen, and I'm playing it in like 1080 on a regular TV, no 4K, no PlayStation Pro upscaling,
8K,
whatever the hell.
You know, 8K. Oh, man.
I think they have 8K TVs now.
I'm in none of that
I'm
shit.
Too broke for that.
And it is straight up, and it is still one of the most gorgeous games I have ever seen. Period. It's a far cry from where we came from in terms of the fact that in FF7 you had pre-rendered backgrounds, you had like your chunky, super deformed character models. You know, running through the Sector 7 slums that were beautiful in their own right, but they were pre-rendered. So it was a disconnect. Walking through the Sector 7 slums now is like vibrant. It feels alive. People are doing things. People are...
There's emotion.
Talking. Yeah, there's emotion. People are talking to each other. It's absurd at how much they
it's like
into
rediscovering
this
world all over again, you know. Yeah. It's really cool walking around and listening to all of the different the individual NPCs and what they have to say, and it's not a whole lot, usually one or two lines each, but to hear them talking about things that you know or recognize that might come up later, for me, you know, going scene by scene and screen by screen, being like, oh, they left that in. Oh, but they changed this. They left it this in. They didn't put that in. You know, recognizing from the top down view, you know, what each of the sort of things are. Like, that's something that I'm looking forward to, is the first person that goes along and is like, this is what it was like in the original. Mm-hmm. This is what it looks like now. Or, you know, what's supplementing the loading screens to go from screen A to screen B. Like, there's so much there for fans of the original. I don't know. There's also kind of part of me that wishes that I could go into it fresh, knowing nothing of anything, and seeing how those people feel and think about it.
Yeah, because I'm about, I would say, 4 hours in, and there's already been quite a few references to stuff that we know that they can't really touch on in
or that they won't get to for a while.
Yeah, that they won't get to in a while. And I'm like, if you didn't have previous knowledge, you would just be like, what the hell is this infuriating Jacob's Ladder bullshit that they're just trying to breadcrumb through this story? But, you know, Chad, Callie, you guys are Final Fantasy fans. Have you guys got a chance to get your hands on the game?
Yeah.
Watch it, talk about it. How do you feel?
I'm only about an hour into it, and I've always had a weird relationship with FF7 because...
How much of the original have you played? Because I know you never finished it.
No,
right?
I have beaten it to completion now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
I've beaten it one time, and I don't have, you know, the love fest with FF7 that a lot of people have. It's okay as far as I'm concerned.
You're an 8 fan, though. You're a different breed.
6, 8, 9, 10. I liked all of them.
6, 8, 10, and 4.
Yeah. So
don't worry, Callie. Someday Leon from Kingdom Hearts will get his own.
Was so painful, wasn't it?
Yeah, I still don't know why they called him that. So, I mean, I get it, Lionheart, but...
So I'm definitely not catching a lot of the like the references to things that are going to happen later in the game because I only kind of remember them. But what I want to talk about...
played through it 70 times.
Right. But what I want to talk about, and that is impressive to me, is the gameplay. I feel like they have finally perfected what they were trying to do with 15's gameplay. They were trying...
Not even just 15. I feel like there's aspects of 12, 13, yeah. 15, and Kingdom Hearts in it.
Right.
And to me... What the real masterpiece of it is all of those games, while they had strategy to them, you could also usually just get away with spamming your attacks.
Right.
In 15, you could just mash through it.
Right.
You never had to use magic.
Bare minimum, you can get through stuff just mashing away.
Mm-hmm.
But in FF7, it's... You might be able to get away with that too, depending on the enemies, but I actually feel rewarded... for, you know, strategizing and using all of the different abilities. And it feels so fluid and so, like, second nature that I don't feel like I'm trying to learn it. It just makes sense.
You just kind of know it intuitively.
Intuitive. That's the word, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's because for me, I'm playing on sort of like the default combat mode, which is sort of a blend between, like, real time and ATB style of meters. But the thing that I really love about it, and Robbie, you hit on to it, is that it blends a lot of previous Final Fantasies. So obviously there's a lot that has to do with 15 in terms of how the combat is. Then you have the stagger mechanic that comes from 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, you know, sort of like a gambit system with you being able to sort of passively control your party members that comes in all the way from 12. It's almost like every Final Fantasy since 12 up to now has been them just tech demoing shit to get Final Fantasy VII Remake to work, and they finally got it.
It does feel like they have finally put together the combat system they've been trying to do, and like I say, for me, it felt like 15 taken to its final form. Like, what they were hoping 15's combat system would play like is what 7 does play like. And it is actually really fun and really satisfying, and that's what has impressed me the most over the first hour. I mean, outside of, yes, it looks beautiful, but SE makes beautiful things. That's nothing new.
Can we also talk about the voice acting for these characters and, like, how great even Biggs, Wedge, and Jesse is?
So, okay, here's the funny thing, though, is that I love about Square Enix, because they use the same voice actors for fucking everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they use the same 10 people for everything, right? And the thing that I love about it is that there is enough difference in how they characterize or how they did the writing that I can tell when the same VA is used for another character. Like, it's something I can always point out. I can tell when that's the same person, but I don't care because the performance is so good.
How did you guys feel about Sephiroth's voice? I felt like it was a little someone in chat last night called it pillow talky.
I'm in.
But that's how he was, though. Like, here's the thing. If you play through Crisis Core, that's how he was. He was very like Genesis, you need to calm the fuck down. Like, that
was
how Sephiroth
talked. Yeah.
It didn't quite land for me. I don't remember having the same problem with how he talked like in Advent Children or anything, but I don't know, just something about this one isn't quite right. And I'll tell
he
you who I have
three lines in Advent Children. What
I mean,
are you talking
fair,
about?
Fair. You know who I've come who I've come around the corner on though. I know that we're not happy with the way that Barrett's been portrayed, but Daddy Barrett, by the way,
Daddy
Father
Barrett's
Barrett.
Great.
Hands down, like, I was sold. I was sold the moment I walked into Seventh Heaven. I'm just like, I am for this.
Yeah, and it was so cute. And Marlene
is so precious.
Cute.
Oh, it's so
adorable. And but that's what I mean, because I hate kids in video games. I hate all child characters. I hate them.
Or in TV shows. Whenever someone introduces, like, a baby into a TV show, I'm like, this is it. It's done. I'm over.
Vomit, okay? I saw that little girl, and I was just like, we must save her. We must do everything we can to secure the future. And, you know, it's beyond, like we guess it, beyond the gameplay and beyond the fact that it's beautiful is the fact that it feels like such a collective effort from Square Enix, because it's like the graphics department got with the writers, because, like, the writing in Final Fantasy can be awful sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But the writing team got with the graphics team, that got with the sound team, because the sound design is great and the particle effects are great and everything. And then the best part about it is that you can tell that when they redid the music, that it was like Uematsu was like sitting right there with the new mixers, and he was just like, okay, that shifted a little bit, and then there, new song.
Dude, Hip Hop to Chocobo? Whew.
Right, that's what I'm saying. The remakes to the music is great so far. So I'm really excited to see how the game expands, because, like I said, at 4 hours in, I still have only hit a portion of the game that was about 40 minutes in the original. It's about 30 from the reactor to Sector 7 was about 40 minutes.
And now you have like a home, or what I assume they're going to turn into like a home base sort of mechanic, you know, within Sector 7. So, oh man, I'm itching to get out of here and play some more, guys.
Yeah, me too. I would say, you know, and I just want to put this question out there. What part of the game has impressed you the most? Like, everything's cool, but what part of it are you like, I am really excited about that one thing?
For me, ahead.
No, I was about to say, for me, it's just Tifa's combat right now.
I haven't had a chance to actually play her in combat. That's where I stopped yesterday, was when she joined the party. For me, it's the world building. You know, in the original game, after you blew up the reactor and you headed back, that's it. Like, you didn't speak of it. No one really spoke of it at all at that point. And now, you know, we got like an entire hour's worth of seeing what the immediate fallout of that looked like, and just all the carnage that's happening, and seeing now how it's starting to affect some of the characters that were a part of that. And you're now seeing, you know, you talked about, you know, it's sort of starting to dabble in some of the stuff that we're not going to see come to fruition until way later in the game. Mm-hmm. But they're starting to take parts of the game that had a lot of potential, you know, like what happened back at Cloud's hometown, right?
Yeah, that's just like breadcrumbs.
You know, well, I mean, you met his mom or saw the flashback one time. It was like, all right, she doesn't matter. And she didn't, right? But now they're starting to take all of this other stuff that they could have done so much more with, and really making it impactful and making it matter. And I'm really excited to see how that plays out.
I think for me, what's impressed me the most is that in a week where I have access to Valorant, Valorant's not the only thing that I want to play. That's that blows my mind.
Yeah, yeah, and I mean, I think that's really impressive too, because I mean, Valorant literally hits, you know, this week, a little bit last week, and becomes, you know, almost overnight the most popular game in the world.
Mm-hmm.
At the flick of a switch,
a game that most people can't play yet.
Most people
we'll
can't
talk about
play
that
them.
Later.
We'll talk about that later. And FF drops in the midst of a pandemic, right? Where people are stuck at it. It's almost like everything was set up for this game to have the impact that it should. And it seems to be making. I haven't seen too much negative about it. I mean, is the game perfect? Absolutely not. But 7 wasn't perfect, and people still fell in love with it. So
that's what made it the gem that it was.
Yeah, so I'm excited to play a lot more of it. And Robbie, when you get to play as Tifa, holy lord, she's great, and I never want her to leave my party. Tifa is best girl, and I wish I don't even want Cloud in the party anymore.
You could leave.
Hi. Tifa, Jesse, Ares. That's my party, man.
Yeah.
Perma party. Anyway.
I think building off of what Robbie was saying, I would say part of, you know, it's world building, but I also want to add in, I'm excited to see the character development that's definitely going to happen from, like, the amount of hours that they're putting into each of these. We're going to see, obviously, we saw Jesse a little bit more. We're going to see Reno a lot more, probably. Like, we're going to see all these characters that we, you know, we saw here and there, and we see in the movies and stuff like that. But now we're actually going to, like, I feel like they're really going to dive into what was really important to the story.
We're going
to
get 60 hours of them, where we normally would have only got 8 hours of the main one and like 30 minutes for some of the characters.
There's some of them that I saw in the commercials, and I'm like, I don't even know what character that is.
There will also be new characters as well.
So I don't know. That's interesting.
Yeah. So that's sort of where we are with the FF7 remake. Obviously, we'll be posting about it, talking about it as everybody, you know, plays through the game. Robbie has already started streaming it on the Checkpoint XP Twitch channel, so if you want to check that out, make sure you stay glued to your social medias, and we'll be posting whenever he's streaming some Final Fantasy and you know, all that good stuff. And also, if you want to talk about the game, you can always go over to our Discord and talk about the game there or on social media as well. But we'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the most popular game in the world, Valorant. We'll be right back with more Checkpoint AFK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
But, like, there's some really stupid stuff. Like, if you just copy Orisa, you get a bongo in, like, 2 seconds. If you're actually putting damage on it, it's just like, okay, nice, nice. Everyone, we got 2 superchargers out. I don't know if supercharger stacks, but, like, you could do one after the other. You could copy a Sigma and get the Sigma ult really fast. You know, any tank, I think, because the extra life mechanic, the tanks just have, like, really high likelihood to live the whole duration and get the ult off. Or just be hard to kill because you have more HP and the enemy has to kill you. Just
wait, do you build the ult quicker than normal?
Yes, 650% of normal.
What?
That's why I think. I mean, that's what? That's how you get 6 pulse bombs on Tracer, because you get pulse bomb in half a clip of tracking. If you're like shooting a tank in the back, you get pulse bomb in 1 clip or less.
I had heard that it was faster, right? But 650%.
Virtually guaranteed to get an ult on any hero you copy if you do anything at all.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint AFK. Here with the crew, Norris Howard here, Robbie, Callie, Chad alongside with me. And Chad, we have some real cool stuff going on with cosplay at Checkpoint XP. So let the folks know a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're doing, we've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter where everybody's sitting at home and like trying to do different things to kind of keep themselves occupied. And I've noticed a lot of people are doing cosplay. So we wanted to reward you, the cosplayers out there, and we want to see them at the same time. So send us your cosplay in our photo contest. It's a quarantine cosplay photo contest, and you could win a $100 gift card to Joann Fabrics for your next endeavor. So if you want to do that, just go to the contest section in Checkpoint XP and you'll see it in there. And we'll also share your cosplays on our socials, so get on over there.
There's been some really cool cosplay stuff. Like, BreadCon was hysterical. Like, Redcon. Redcon, man. Like, what a concept. It's just everyone's late for the convention. Take a picture of you being late for your convention, and we'll call it a con.
Yeah, well, I mean, essentially, this feels like almost...
That's real meta.
It's literally meta. It's literally just a huge collage of pictures of people running out the door in their cosplay with a piece of bread in their mouth because they're late for the convention. That's all it is. It's hysterical.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, quarantine cosplay, head on over to checkpointxp.com for all the rest of the particulars as well as how to enter. And like you said, you can win that gift card to Joanne Fabrics, which is cool because you guys, you know, cosplayers need all the help they can get because some of these cosplays are really, really intricate and take a lot of money to put together. So any help that goes to cosplayers, we really, really, really enjoy doing this kind of stuff. Giving help to cosplayers, so make sure you head over to the website and check that out. But we are going to talk about Valorant, a game that people are literally battling to the death over to get access for. I have seen fights on social media. I believe people have slammed each other, their siblings, in order to get beta. I'm joking, it's not that serious, but...
I saw someone pay $400 for an account that had access to it, so...
I did see that what? Valorant... I saw Valorant put out a tweet how they banned a ton of accounts, so that, and they account opened sellers. Up more because of account sellers, so... No, it's not worth it, guys. It's not worth spending $400 for an account that's about to get banned.
First of all, the game... They said the game is going to be free to play. Just, like, wait to...
Yeah.
Like, chill out. You know what I'm saying? Like, just chill.
It's coming out.
It'll be
yeah.
fine. It's coming out. You know what I mean? But, you know, I don't want to see people paying $400 and exchanging sexual favors in order to be able to play a video game. Like, I don't think that's what I want to see.
I didn't hear the latter in any of the tweets, but yeah, it might happen. I don't know.
Now,
listen,
that's...
if people are paying $400 for it, people are willing to do some pretty crazy stuff to get access.
Now, granted, that's easy for us to say. We have access to the game. Well, most of us, anyway.
Well, speak for yourself. I technically have access, but for some reason, I still can't get in, despite all my email efforts and the email saying, I'm in. Ugh.
I'm sorry, Chad, because you're missing out on a good-ass game.
I know!
It's good. I suck at it so bad, but it is a great game. Yeah. This might be the game I like the most that I am the least good at. Like, I have so much fun sucking at this game.
Well, let me tell you, that right there is the Counter-Strike experience carrying over, because that's what been my experience with Counter-Strike, is I have never enjoyed a game so much that I am so bad at as Counter-Strike. And Valorant, I seem to just be picking up where I left off with Counter-Strike. I am not good at all at this game, but it is a ton of fun. And because it's still really early on and there's not nearly as many cheaters or people who are obscenely mm-hmm. good at the game yet, like, you get a lot more of those great moments that Counter-Strike gives you only sparingly.
Yeah, I've played quite a few matches, even with some viewers and listeners to the show, where, like, every now and then, like, I'll suck all game long, but there's those rounds where you pull off something stupid amazing, and you're just like, I am a biotic god. Like, I can do everything. And then you go right back to sucking, but you keep playing because you know that that one round is coming. Like, you know you're gonna have that round or two where you just do something stupid. You're gonna do something Twitch-worthy, and you're gonna be like, oh my god, I want to play this game forever.
It's weird because it's the same way like my dad or grandfather talked about golf, where they would be like, oh no, it's I'm awful at it and it's terrible, but then you have the one shot that makes the whole day mm-hmm. worth it, and that's why you keep going. I'm like, okay, this is exactly like that. It's like you have the one moment where you do something awesome, and unlike League of Legends, it's not surrounded by like 40 minutes of being flamed and being terrible at the game. Like, it's League of Legends without, like, 40 minutes of misery surrounding every cool moment.
Thank God.
You know, I'll say this, though. It is surprisingly not toxic. And
not
I'm
yet.
Not sure.
It's 3 days
way.
Old, Norris.
I think like you, Norris, at this point, everyone's just enjoying the game. Because I've already started, you know, and I know that a lot of the times, you know, he's probably just joking around or you know, it's hyperbole, but Slasher had a tweet the other day where he's like, remove, I think it was Raze from the game. And then in the next, you know, post down, he's like, it's been 2 days. The honeymoon period is over, right?
Oh, is it?
And what it reminded me of, right, because there are so many people who are, like, leaving Fortnite or leaving Overwatch to start in Valorant now because, oh, those games are over. And it's like, when those games first came out, people were in love with them, and now they seem to hate them because the devs, quote-unquote, ruined them. Those games are exactly the same they were the day they were released, right? You're just at the point now where you're sick of it, and y'all are going to get that way about Valorant, too.
But the thing is it's okay to be tired of a game.
Sure. There's absolutely nothing wrong with
it. It's okay. It's okay to say, okay, I don't want to play this game anymore. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, if you're a professional player, fix that, I guess.
Yeah.
Or really, really love the game. But none of these people that, you know, very few of these people, I should say, are professional players or are ever going to be a professional player. And no, at 2 days, the honeymoon is not over. This is why you have beta. You can't go and change in a character based on
during
2
days
of testing during a closed beta.
Right.
And
open beta.
Let's keep in mind, remember when we had Matthew Cote from Dead by Daylight on and he talked about how one little change to the game changed a ton of stuff. It was like a chain reaction of changing all these different things. And I imagine it's not even just that type of game, but these games too. Like when you add Echo to Overwatch, I guarantee there's a lot of things that they had to consider.
The meta is different.
Yeah. It's different. It's going to take more than 2 days, one, to change that. Two, it's it's not going to happen, I don't know, probably for another month.
Well, like, I just wish that people could be, you know, I know this is asking for a lot from, you know, actual adults, but to be more adult, you know, to just enjoy what they're playing. Or Norris, like you said, if you get tired of a game, just stop playing a game. But the amount of people that decry when some small change comes in, that it has ruined the game, the developers don't care because now my experience has somehow been lessened. It's like, grow up, man, just have fun.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing specifically about Raze. Yes, I think Raze is very strong. I think her kit is a little bit weird for a tactical shooter, but at the same time, I've won games against a Raze. Like, Raze is not to a point where the other team is unbeatable now. Like, you're not having those types of situations. Dude, I've had games in League against Set. If Set is 2 kills up in early game in League, you've probably already lost. You've already lost. If he gets a death dance, you lost. Game's over. So we needed a nerf. And you can't tell that from 2 days worth of data. You can't do that. So what Slasher just said was some fuck shit, and ain't nobody paying attention to that.
Well, I mean, and not to mention, like, there are so many people in the game right now who are bad that it's hard to tell the difference between a character who is legit broken and a character who's going to be a bronzy stomper. Like, if you were to ask really bad League of Legends players who should be, like, nerfed or banned, they would say, like, Master Yi, who is garbage in higher tier. And it's just like, but he smashes people who are bad at the game. And that's the tough part of it. So, unfortunately, we're all in bronze tier right now. And that's the issue.
So all I'm hearing is, get better at the game.
Get good, kinda. Yeah.
Get good.
That's
kinda
where it's at.
If you're gonna bitch, get better and then come bitch at us.
But here's the thing: in a game where 2 taps to the chest or a flick to the head killed you instantly, it's kind of hard to argue about a character being too powerful or not.
Thank you. I saw someone. I think it was. I might have been Siegel. Was like, yeah, I know this character's not OP, and I'm like, you just had good aim. Like, right. 3 of those 5 people you killed by shooting them. What does it have to do with the character?
It's really going to be, like, the characters that will truly be OP in Valorant, I think, are going to be the ones whose kit just gives them a lot more utility than the others. It's not going to be the ones who do, like, good damage off their kit. It'll be the ones who get crazy kinds of forms of utility. Because
Let me put it this way.
I saw Jake get a 5 kill with something. Okay, that seemed a little OP, but...
But when you have somebody like Sova who can see through walls and shoot arrows through walls, in the hands of a pro, somebody like Sova could be broken. Mm-hmm. But we haven't got to that point yet. So I think it's going to be important for the sort of meta to suss itself out, which, by the way, don't take anything from closed beta as gospel. All of this shit is going to change. Everybody's kit is probably going to look different by the time release comes out. And on top of that, we don't know what the MMR and the matchmaking in this game is going to be like. And if it's anything like League, everybody's in for a bad time. But I think if they, because they've started from the ground up, if they do a much better job with the matchmaking in this game, yeah, you're probably going to have a better time because you're going to be paired with other people who suck.
And now that said, we're not saying if you have complaints about the game, don't share them. It is in closed beta. This is your chance to influence how the game will look in the future. You are supposed to do that. But, you know, you can spare some of the hyperbole. It's not about a honeymoon period or changes that need to be made now. These are just things you need to see change before actual release.
Yeah. Constructive criticism over just complaining, I guess.
Deconstructive criticism only.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's going to be the show for Checkpoint AFK. I hope you guys enjoyed all of what we talked about. I hope you guys are enjoying Valorant if you have access to the game, and Final Fantasy VII if you have it. We are going to be back next week with more Checkpoint AFK and all of the rest of our shows. We want you guys to enjoy, you know, all these cool games that are coming out right now, but we also want you to be safe. Make sure you are covering your face when you go outside. Make sure you're washing your hands within your home. And make sure that you are social distancing. So we hope everybody is healthy and safe. And we want to see you back here for more Checkpoint AFK. See you guys later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.